We are going to continue the hour with this month's installment of The Changemakers, a monthly interview series made possible by Launch Chapel Hill, powered by KPMG, an AI-enabled next-generation accelerator model open to all innovators, now with or without a UNC affiliation. LaunchChapelHill.com is the website. Go there and find out more. And today we are joined by Janine Fry, who's a PhD candidate at the Wilson College of Textiles at NC State and is also the founder and CEO of a company called Loom 3D. Janine, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
So get us started. Tell us about Loom 3D. What is it and what does it entail?
So we have developed a process to weave apparel seamlessly. So currently, most, if not all, of your apparel is made from a two-dimensional fabric that is laid out. Fabric pieces are cut from that fabric, and then they are sewn together before finally assembling the finished product. Whereas we take yarn and weave it directly into the three-dimensional garment. So we are eliminating a lot of laborious steps in between that, and we are eliminating off-cut waste and enabling the opportunity for just-in-time or made-to-order production, enabling customization, and eliminating a lot of waste that is produced.
Awesome. What was your journey that led you to start that specific company?
So I have been in love with clothing since I was a child, and I started working in ready-to-wear apparel, and I started seeing all of the waste that was coming. So the off-cut waste that comes through the production process, but then also on the front end where you have a lot of extra apparel being made, just like walking into a store and working in retail, I was seeing that a lot of clothes were being marked down because nobody actually wanted them.
Right,
and so
right.
These companies are just trying to get rid of them at a certain point. And so that really bothered me. It was not something that I wanted to participate in. And that led me to custom suiting. And so for a handful of years, I worked in a custom suit company downtown Chicago. I ran the tailor shop there. And while I was there, I spent a lot of time thinking about how this could be done better. And through that journey, I became aware of the Wilson College of Textiles, their world-renowned program. And I decided that this was the place to go to do research on developing new processes that could be incorporated in industry.
So how much waste are we talking about when we're talking about like the industry?
So the off-cut waste during the production process, approximately 25% of fabric used during that just becomes off-cut waste.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Where does it go?
A couple different places. Sometimes it goes to landfills. Sometimes it's incinerated, and they are starting to incorporate recycling models, but in those processes, companies are having to pay to be responsible. Some companies are even creating products. They are the custom suit company that I worked for. They used the off-cut wool, the high-end wool that we were using to create teddy bears. So they have come up with some solutions, but my thoughts were, why not create the waste instead of finding solutions for the waste?
Reduce first and then recycle down the road if necessary.
And then on the finished end, it's estimated that about 30% of apparel made never gets sold. So it's also been estimated that that's like a $220 billion loss every year.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Speaking with Janine Fry again, the founder and CEO of Loom 3D, theloom3d.com is their website. That's the number three there, theloom3d.com. So talk to us about how your process works. Like what was the biggest challenge involved and how do you get to the finished product?
Well, the biggest challenge was we are now working on creating more complicated structures. So we work with tubes, right? Because think about it, your body, the your shirt is a tube.
Yep.
If you have sleeves on it, that's three tubes. And so we've been
having flashbacks to art class and doing human body sculptures and things like that.
That's
it's exactly
so
the same
funny.
Approach, right?
Yes, yeah, I can yeah. see that. And yep, I mean, yep. when you think about, I mean, you're saying art class, but when you draw sketches of apparel, you're doing the exact same thing.
You start with that. Yep. Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Yeah. And so there's been research on creating single tubes. And so we have now figured out ways to create bifurcated structures, and we're looking into ways to create trifurcated structures.
All right.
And so, just coming up with the concept and figuring out, can we do it? So we are using standard weaving machinery to create these structures. So we're not building a new machine. Maybe long term down the road, we will develop a machine that will enable even more streamlined processes and more capabilities. But right now we are making these machines do weird things that they're not used to doing. So some of that has been, I would say, one of the most difficult things is like sweet talking the machines to do what we want it to
invariably,
do.
Invariably, right?
Yeah.
So the finished product, the apparel itself, what does it look like? What is it like?
So right now we are working on denim jeans.
Okay.
And I mean, for all intents and purposes, they look like jeans.
Right.
And so that is something that we are doing, is keeping that going and making sure that it's not something crazy futuristic, and that it is something that people will be interested in wearing, adopting, and that it is something that can become mainstream. Mm-hmm. And so the process, not only does it just create this seamless apparel for streamlining production purposes, but it also creates a more durable and more comfortable piece of apparel. So you don't have to worry about the seams breaking open
yep,
on you.
Yep.
And you don't have to worry about the seams rubbing, creating chafing. And it drapes better because it doesn't have the thick seams in there.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Where can people get it?
Well, we are still in the development processes. So
okay.
Our goal is to have our first line of denim jeans available within the next year.
Nice.
Right now we're working on sizing, so developing a full size range.
Awesome. Speaking with, again, Janine Fry, Wilson College of Textiles at NC State, founder and CEO of Loom 3D, theloom3d.com is their website. This is part of a series called Change Makers, made possible by Launch Chapel Hill, accelerator model right here in Chapel Hill, and you can find them at launchchapelhill.com. I've got to start wrapping up, and as we do, what's next for you? What are your next goals moving forward, and who are you working with to make it happen?
So we are working with a couple large retailers to evaluate how this can fit into their production processes. And we're also in conversations with a couple smaller brands as well. And so we are developing ways to fit into the industry. And so when I said that we are developing a first line of denim jeans, we are looking to see if we are bringing that to market, or if these other retailers or brands are bringing it to market.
Yep, yep.
Because long term, we're developing a software so that we can enable other brands and retailers and designers to work with their own manufacturers and use this technology.
I love just doing this series is really cool, because you get to talk to different people who all have just such a wide variety of different approaches, but it's all in the service of tackling like multiple problems at once, right? Like, you're making more comfortable clothes that are more durable and also less wasteful. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, and it enables customization, so you can get your size,
exactly,
the color that you want. And so we're working on making that happen.
Theloom3d.com is the website. Go there and find out more and keep following their journey as it continues to develop. Janine Fry, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you again for having me.